When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another weekend, another good win from the Sydney Kings. They're 9-3. They sit atop the NBL ladder. They've got a big game tomorrow against the Breakers. That will be a challenge over there in Auckland. And then the homecoming. Of course, they swept the Jack Jumpers last year in the final series, and they've got them on Sunday out at Qdos Bank Arena. A man who's returned from injury back to his best is Xavier Cooks. I'm happy to say he is on the line. G'day, Xavier.
How you doing, mate?
Yeah, I'm really well. How are you doing? You're coming off that ankle injury. It seems like it hasn't slowed you at all, but how are you physically, Xavier?
No, I physically feel great. The ankle is fine now, and it was a slight tweak, and it was a perfect timing just to do it during the FIBA break. So I only missed one game, but the body feels great.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's good. I think right now you're starting to get some contributions out of your import players. I know Derek Walton Jr. had the double-double last game. Tim Suarez, I think, came up with 18 points. How have you assessed the contribution of your imports, knowing, Xavier, how key your imports were last year in the championship run?
Yeah, I mean, our imports last year were sensational. Those were the great players. But this year, I don't know what you mean by right now. They've been contributing all year long. They've been really great. And everyone brings a different aspect to the game, and everyone has good games and bad games, but for the most part, they've been really impactful for our team.
Yeah, okay. What about personality-wise? I know Tim's reasonably quiet. Derek, what do they add to the playing group from that point of view, Xavier?
Oh, no, they're great. They're great guys to be around, and especially to come into our team just off the back of a championship and team that was so close. These guys came in and slid right in perfectly. Like, they were have great personalities that match our personalities. And for the most part, they're great competitors as well, which I love the most.
Yeah, and I reckon that sort of sums up the Kings. There's different stages during the course of games out at Qdos Bank Arena this season where, you know, maybe things aren't going as well as they could have. And then there's particular players on the squad. I look at someone like an Angus Glover. I look at Sean Bruce. And, you know, they may not be the most talented players in the squad, but they've got some hustle about them. And, you know, Coach Buford gets them on the court and they tend to bring that to the squad. Is that a fair reflection of the Kings, that you are a hard-working team?
I think we're all hard-working players. But there's one thing about our team, we're so deep. And everyone has bad days in the office, and we have the ability to go to our bench who's going to bring us. They're always going to play their hearts out. And they are talented players. They're extremely talented players, and we're lucky to have those guys.
What about yourself, mate? Everywhere people want to talk about it, you're in the MVP conversation again. You're the MVP of the New Zealand NBL in the off-season. You're MVP of the final series last year. Do you think about that? Is it part of what your preparation is like, or is that something that's very external, Xavier?
Pretty external. I think the whole MVP talk's pretty silly right now. I've only played half the games for that season. It's a long way to go, so doesn't really matter right now, but for the most part, I'm just trying to contribute in the games to win games. The MVP is most valuable, and you pay to win games pretty much. So I'm just trying to make sure we're winning some games over here.
Yeah, sure. The numbers you're putting up this year are great again. 17 points per game, 4 assists per game, nearly 9 rebounds a game. Is that something that you look at post a game? Is that something that Coach Buford would sit you down and talk about and how you go about in improving those numbers?
My stats, personally, no. We're not really trying to play over here to get some stats. And I've had good games where I've only had 8 points and I'm contributing other ways. So the stats aren't always a key indicator of how you can impact the game, but they're always a good measure for me, like, especially the rebounds are hard I'm working, because
yep,
I should be able to go out there and get 10 rebounds a game if I'm playing hard.
Yeah, right. No, I like that. That attitude. We know that I mentioned the great success you've had in the NBL and across the NZ NBL as well. What about NBA, mate? What's the situation now? 27 years of age. Do you feel like you're ready to take a tilt at the NBA?
Yeah, I felt ready for a little while now. I'm just really waiting for that call. But obviously, if it came up, that would be a dream of mine to go to the NBA one day. And, you know, every basketball player's dream, and that'll be awesome. But I think my way to get there is just to show my success in this league and show that I deserve to be considered one of the better talents in the world.
Yeah, and I don't know whether it's talked about in the league, but I would suggest that given what's happened with American draft choices that have come down here and the way that some of the Aussies have gone over there and certainly made an impact on the NBA, do you think there's more and more eyes from the NBA that are looking at the NBL and what the players are doing here?
Oh, for sure, especially with the success in the last, say, 5 years of players that have come through the NBL and got to the NBA and not just got there, but played well over there. So I think that shows the level of talent in this league and even the similar game styles, the fast pace, the way the four men are traditionally more versatile than like some of the European leagues. But yeah, I think it's a great league. It's getting a lot of attention lately.
We talk about it a lot on this program, the contributions of the Aussies in the NBA. Who's the couple of guys that you look at and you know, you really admire what they've done in that league?
I mean, obviously, Patty Mills is one of those guys that's been there for a lot of years now and still gets better every year. But I really love watching Josh Giddey play, just the way he passes the ball so well and the way he impacts winning, in my opinion. Just gets the most value out of his players around him. I think he's a special talent, especially for his age.
Yeah, absolutely. No, he's one of those guys whose stats we always look at and just think about his contribution to the game. Hey, back to the NBL. The dunk last week v. the dunk back in early October over the top of Isaac Humphries, Kai Sotto this week. Which is the best? Which one do you care? Because there's a lot of debate online about that.
Yeah, I'm going to say the first dunk was better. Just the body-to-body contact was pretty crazy. But the second one was kind of unique just because it came off like a nice little crossover and I set him up pretty well. But they're both pretty nice dunks.
Yeah, no, absolutely spectacular. And yes, lots of fodder across social media. Hey, mate, this is the interesting thing, Xavier. You've now sort of broken out of basketball. You know, you're the championship team. You're one of the star players on the championship team. And as a result of that, you get these opportunities. I saw you on the back page a couple of weeks ago. How do you enjoy doing that sort of thing that takes your sport and your club beyond just the NBL?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. It's a bit difficult for me. I'm not normally the kind of guy that likes to do all that kind of stuff. And I like to kind of keep private, so it's definitely difficult for me, but it's been great. It's been a great little, it's part of the journey for myself, and it's also good for the club's exposure and all that kind of stuff. So it's been an interesting journey, I'll tell you that much.
All right. What's also interesting is the fact that Luke Longley, who we know is from the West and obviously had an incredible NBA career, but he's been heavily involved in a consultancy capacity for Hoops Capital and the Kings. He's now actually an equity partner. What does that say to you that someone like Luke Longley, who's so highly regarded in Australian basketball, is prepared to put his money where his mouth is, so to speak, with the Sydney Kings?
Oh, man, I think that man's cheap. He should have been did that a couple of years ago. He's been so involved with the team. But nah, I think it's great just because he's such a legend in the game and he brings something so valuable to the team, just from his experience at a high level and what it takes to win championships. And he's a very, very a valuable member of our team and now our ownership group as well.
Yeah, that is fantastic. All right, I'm going to ask you right here, right now. Kings go back-to-back this season?
Oh, that's a silly question. I've got to have that kind of mentality. I think we've got a good chance to do it, but yeah, I'm definitely going to say yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So Breakers tomorrow over in Auckland. Jack Jumpers on Sunday. We encourage everyone to get out to Kudos Bank Arena for that one. The one thing I do have to ask you before we let you go, Xavier, Channel 10 have now said, right, forget about playing it at 7:30. We want to put it on 6:30, Christmas Day. We're not just putting on 10 Peach. We're putting it across the main broadcast as well. Is there a level of excitement coming up? I think the ticket sales are flying out too as well for the game on Christmas Day. What's your thoughts as one of the players for that one, Xavier?
To be honest, I don't really know much of like the ticket sales and that kind of stuff. I try and focus on game to game, but I think it's awesome. I think that was like the vision of playing on Christmas Day, is trying to get exposure for basketball and really turn it into a bit of a basketball day in a sense, like America has it. So
yeah.
I think it's all part of the journey and it's awesome. And that speaks credit to Paul Smith and the NBL and all those guys that put that together.
Yeah, absolutely. Xavier, great to chat, mate. You're having another standout season. So too are the Kings, top of the ladder, and they've got a couple of big games coming up. Really appreciate your time today and all the best for what's coming up.
Awesome, man. Thanks for having me.
Xavier Cooks, there he is, a star for the Sydney Kings. Remember, the Kings on Ant Patrol. That's against the Tassie Jack Jumpers, Kudos Bank Arena, Sunday. Remember, it's the first time they're playing them since the championship-winning game. Tip-off 3:45 p.m. It's Indigenous round as well. Tickets just $22 for adults, $48 for a family, and you can do that via Ticketek. And remember, let's pack the queue, Sydney.